on the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a wad of cash. Well, maybe not. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, as we begin our, I'm going to call it an ascent, not a descent, Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, because I feel like we rise higher and higher. The excitement continues to build, as Harry Chapin would say on his live albums, that we are not only approaching Christmas and that wonderful either evening before, which is Christmas Eve, and I have such fond memories in my family of going out and caroling in the neighborhoods and then maybe opening one gift that was wrapped under the tree, then waking up the next morning as a kid, and toys were everywhere across the floor because there were six of us. And then we're also looking at New Year's and that fresh start, but we're still in Sagittarius and that gift giving. And we were talking a little bit about that last week in terms of setting aside one's, we'll call them personal judgments, and
yes,
getting into the spirit of things in spite of the way things might be, in spite of what the news is telling us, or maybe even because of what we're hearing out there, we need to learn how to shift. I know every time we go to Mercury's retrograde, you always talk about it being a time of observation, of self-awareness and learning. And I think this is another one of those times, even though we don't have anything in retrograde.
Well, there's always pretty much something retrograde, and, but there's just a lot of planets out there, you know?
Okay.
But, you know, I think the most, the energy of this season really forces us to take those awarenesses that we've had during the year and use them to rise above. You know, the winter time, the shorter days, the dark time is historically a time when we have to come together as a community more so than we do at other times of the year to solve our common problems and to celebrate the light. All these holiday festivals, you know, Christmas, the winter solstice, Hanukkah, which begins tomorrow this year, they're all in some way festivals of light. And they're metaphors. It's like not only are we trying to find light, to light external light, to light the darker days, but we're asked to find the light within, the God within, and in both in ourselves individually to use that to rise above, but also in each other. We're being asked at this time of year to find the grace in even the darkest of the souls, in our families, in our workplaces, in our communities, and focus on that because that's the bridge. That's the way out. That's the solution.
Okay, then I have to ask you the next logical question to those who are listening. So, Beth, you're living in a dream world because I just can't do that. Life is just
too damn hard. Stop right there. Hush. You choose.
Look at.
Look at what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Look at this show. You surround yourself with people and resources to do exactly that. Now, we all have moments, because we are human, where we fail.
Right.
And that's normal.
Right.
But you choose as a whole whether you are committed to at least trying to do that.
Exactly.
Or whether I'm just not going to play.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the people who are just not going to play, you know, or who choose not to play and not to grow and not to shine most of the time that keep people like you and me in business.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. You're here to motivate.
It's okay to falter. Even Christ faltered.
Yeah.
You know, even the Buddha faltered.
Yeah.
You know, that's why those stories are so awesome. But the moral of those stories is have your moment, have your meltdown, and then get up, get on, and get over it, you know?
Yeah. I loved what one of my my very first general manager told me back in Phoenix, back in like 1979 or 80 or something like that. She said, If you feel like panicking, and this is involving work in particular, if you feel like panicking, first, get the job done, do whatever needs to be done, and then go over in the corner and have your little panic party.
Yeah.
But by the time you're ready to do that, the panic is over. So guess what? If you choose to go out and have a great time, for example, tomorrow, a free event isn't going to cost you other than maybe a couple of coins in gas to get down there, or if you can walk or take a trolley or a bus down to the harbor and watch the parade of lights. Now, I have to tell you, I have lived here for 6 years, and I have never seen the parade of lights.
Oh.
And I think that we're going to make the grandest effort to get down there and get a good spot, although I've also got a connection with Greg Gorga of the Maritime Museum, and who knows, I may not be watching from the sidelines, so who knows?
Who knows?
It would be interesting.
There's so many awesome places. It goes all the
exactly.
way down to East Beach.
Yeah.
I saw it last year from Fess Parker's, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah. So
there are many awesome vantage points.
And there are so many things that are going to be going on throughout the month that you can participate in. We're going to talk more. Are we going to be continuing into Sagittarius next week? Or are we going to be transitioning?
Well, you know, we can do whatever we want. it would be smart to do a little transition.
Let's do that.
Focus mainly on Sagittarius, but move a little bit into Scorpio or Capricorn, especially because... right after that, shortly after that, will be the solstice.
Right, and
so,
the 21st and so forth. And so, yeah, we got a lot coming up,
up.
So enjoy, keep a smile on your face.
You.
And keep choosing, folks. Keep choosing the happy
the
times.
Light.
Choose the light, absolutely. Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, 963-0842. And we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
And until next Saturday, or actually, I should say, until we come back with the rest of our program, stay tuned.